Don't you worry, Andy. The timer is working. It's cranked. It's cranked.
I just need to be reassured. Every
6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah,
left.
See?
I need to, every 15 seconds, I just need to be reassured that the end is in sight.
The end is in sight.
We're getting closer.
We have a countdown timer. The program is 7 second delay.
Yeah.
56 minutes and 15 seconds
there's,
left.
There's our timer.
Perfect.
And what purpose, again, is the timer serving?
We're going to see if it gives us enough hope to get us through, to see if we can to make it through the hour.
56 minutes left.
I think it makes
without losing the will to live.
I think it makes it harder. I think it.
Oh no!
It makes the show.
Oh no!
It makes the show seem longer.
Every time this guy talks, it's a little jolt of hope. Hold
55
on.
Minutes and 45 seconds left.
He's the best friend I ever had in my life.
And we're joined.
I love him. I love you.
He takes a long time to give the time.
I don't care.
Welcome, 55 Evan.
55 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Yes, Evan Breckman is with us in the studio.
Hey,
this
Evan,
week.
Thanks for coming by. You're not on the phone tonight, are you?
Yes, thank me.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
yes.
you, Evan.
Thank you. And Evan, you have your friends from...
No.
Tori J listening?
5 minutes no. and 15.
You want to say hello to any of them no. that you think are listening?
They all
come
lied.
On. No, give shout outs, Evan. Go ahead.
Okay. God and my mom for creating me.
Right. So shout out to God.
50.
That's a first for FMU,
minutes.
I guess.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guess what Evan got for Hanukkah? For his big present.
I happen to know what he got for Hanukkah.
What'd you get, Evan?
And I think most...
An electric guitar?
Yeah, and also a Lego set that you got me 3 times in a row for Hanukkah.
Well, I got him Lego.
45 Lego seconds.
He knows one chord on the guitar, and he hasn't had any lessons, which means he's...
No, I had 3.
Which means he's already too good for
by
FMU.
By you.
So what are we doing tonight?
54 minutes and we have, 30 seconds left.
Well, first off, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Did you get some good time off?
We took a little road trip. We visited my grandkids.
Good, good. We were in the same state. We were both in Michigan, and yet we managed to avoid one another.
I might have passed you on Route 80.
Yeah.
Might have stopped by the same Stuckey's.
Stuckey's? There's no Stuckey's.
That's true. There's no Stuckey's.
No Stuckey's left. There's those horrible rest stops on the Ohio Turnpike.
Yeah, we've been there. We did that. So if you're just tuning in and you don't like what you hear, please be reassured, and I'll tell you why. Don't despair. Well, I'll let my friend Tony tell you why.
3 minutes and 45 seconds left.
You've never made me feel that good.
I hate him.
It's just basically saying, keep a moving, Dan. One step in front of the other. Don't despair.
3 minutes and 30 seconds left.
That's right. And...
Well, I don't know why we need this week, because we actually have a great topic. We're performing a public service.
Right, Evan, do you want to tell us what we're doing?
Okay, we are playing Little Elderly Cupid.
That's right, we're playing Cupid for people's babas or nanas or zetas, their grandparents. Sometimes the grandparents have lost their spouses.
53 minutes left.
They should look behind the couch, because sometimes the spouses fall behind the couch.
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said, Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The couch joke.
He pays us to laugh.
That was good.
Yeah.
Do the couch joke again.
52 minutes and 45 seconds left.
I liked it.
Maybe later, Ken.
Okay.
maybe later, my friend.
We're looking.
Hey, wait, Ken. I heard a bit of good news. Listen. Yeah.
52 minutes and 30 seconds left.
A little bit of good news there for you.
Yeah, from Tony. Our countdown announcer.
I love this guy.
52.
You can't hurt me this week.
You paid $5 for this?
Well,
$2. $1.99.
$1.99 to download the app of hope, the app of love.
Siri's boyfriend.
Actually, I'm really glad you made me buy this, because this is really handy. Like, you know, if you ever tell somebody that I have 10 minutes. We can talk about this for 10 minutes.
And then you just keep this
going.
And then
you turn this on.
And with Tony talking. Yeah, to intimidate them.
Yeah.
Somebody coming in for a job interview.
Yeah.
I'll give you 3 minutes, kid.
1 minute.
Right, because, you know, a minute always turns into 5 minutes. 10 minutes turns into 30 minutes.
Not with Tony.
Nope.
Not with the Taskmaster.
Yeah, I like Tony now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we're looking for anybody who has a senior...
Hold on, Ken. Hold on.
Oh, wait, there's more.
1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Best show we ever did.
We're looking for anybody who has a lonely senior citizen in their life. They have to be 65 years old or older and living alone.
Living alone, and what are we offering?
They already have a spouse.
15 seconds
No,
left.
They already have a spouse. They don't need a... They don't need
Hey, you don't know.
I don't know what that, I don't know what that means. But we're at... Evan, you want to give the phone number? 201. It's on the board there. 209.
201-209-9368.
And what we're going to do is we're going to match up your bubba with someone's Zeta, your bubba with someone else's bubba. Maybe they can just be phone friends.
And right.
Maybe if they live within a few blocks of each other, live near each other, they can actually meet up. Right?
Yeah, we're going
to... These people need a play date.
We're going to hook them up on the phone, and then they can take it from there.
Right.
50
We will find them a friend. We will make them a friend. Maybe... Maybe it'll just be a one-time phone call.
I can't imagine why anybody would not want to volunteer their elderly mom or dad for this. The phone number here is 201-209.
50 minutes. 9:15 seconds left.
So Ken, me, Evan, and Tony are bringing you this installment of 7 Second Delay.
Yes. Yes.
50 minutes left.
Thank you, Tony.
We're 10 minutes in.
We're 10 minutes in.
Oh, the longest 10 minutes ever. Hey.
Is there any way to program Tony to add the word only before he speaks?
49 minutes and 40.
Andy, I've been doing the morning show here in WFMU.
Wait, you did the morning show this morning, so you did a 6-hour stretch?
Yeah. And during the morning show this morning, I played 2 songs for you.
You played real songs?
Yeah, I played real songs for you. I played a Joey Heatherton. I played her big hit.
What was her big hit? I do remember.
I can't remember the name.
It was like a country cover.
No, it's actually a really good song.
It's a pop cover?
Yeah, pop cover.
And I played
a Jane Mansfield tune.
15 seconds.
Both. I played
her singing?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep. Since when did Tony start licking his lips?
I guess that's...
yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Evan can't go more than 1 minute without interjecting 49 himself.
9 minutes
It's
left.
Hereditary, apparently.
All right, so let the floodgates open. The phone number is 201-209-9368.
Evan, avert your eyes. Don't look at the phone bank because it's all going to light up at once. You could go blind. I'll tell you why that's funny.
48 minutes.
Nobody's going to do this.
45 seconds
left. Nobody's going to do this.
Wait, all we need is somebody whose grandma needs a friend, needs a phone friend.
Not even like...
Oh, wait, hold on. We have someone.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Yeah, the phone is ringing.
Hello.
Grab it. Oh.
48 minutes.
We lost him.
30 seconds left.
They got shy.
We lost him. Oh, well.
You know, another fatal flaw in this show among many?
I'm here.
No, Evan, you're a big plus. Is the last thing senior citizens want to hear.
And 15
probably the last thing they want to hear in their life.
Is us.
Is someone counting down the time.
I don't know.
Someone counting down the time to zero. That's something seniors don't want to hear. Yet.
8 minutes left.
Although we could argue this is good practice for them, right, Evan?
Yay.
Hey, wouldn't that be great if God gave you this?
If
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that means Nick is screening the call.
Nick is screening the call.
40.
Maybe it's someone that has a lonely Zeta, a lonely Bubba.
Maybe someone has a date for Tony.
And Andy, for our non-Jewish friends, can you explain what a Bubby and a Zeta are?
Well, they're obviously it's kind of, but from the context, you can divine what they are. They're
47 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, boys. Just want to say Tony may be helpful to you, Andy, but Ryan, my voice, is a lot sexier.
47 minutes and 15 seconds.
I agree with Aaron.
We have a play date for Tony. Of all the unexpected twists. The last thing I'd expect.
I think
Tony is making a friend.
Aaron's right. Aaron's voice text-to-speech guy, Ryan, is way better.
Left. Yeah, very sexy. I agree.
Ryan, would you like to talk to Tony here?
Ryan,
Ryan,
would you like to announce how much time is left just so we can see in contrast?
46 minutes and 45 seconds left.
This is like the end of a really bad James Bond movie.
Let's just
isn't
let
it?
Ryan and Tony go at it.
Not much time. There's not much time.
46 minutes and 30
seconds. This is exactly what
left.
I was hoping to get into.
Ryan takes the fuzzy logic approach. Not much time left.
Man, we better keep Ryan away from the senior citizens we call. They don't want to hear there's not much time.
And 15 seconds left.
46 minutes, kids.
It's my ass.
It's almost 20. Hey, got my little boy here.
Yeah, Ryan just cursed. I have to 46
minutes left.
Oh, good. You're too busy laughing.
We're trying to be family friendly here.
Yes.
Ken, you're always family friendly.
I'm always family friendly.
I'm always family friendly, too. The Manson family. I'm Manson family friendly.
Hey, there's big Charles Manson news.
Tell me.
He was put into intensive care last night.
Oh, I know. And I know that FMU, I know you and the staff here, you've organized a blood drive for him.
Yes, absolutely.
doing what you can.
Yeah.
Doing your part to keep Charlie Manson with us.
30 seconds left.
Anybody out there, it's AB positive. Blood type, come on down to the station.
Hello.
We're collecting blood for Charles Manson.
Yeah, for the spiritual godfather of WSMU. Our prayers are with that brave young man.
Hey, he was not on site at those murders.
That's true. That's true. Never on site.
Yeah.
Hard to prosecute a guy who's not on site.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how you get to sleep at night, isn't it? You're not technically responsible.
Right.
For what your minions do.
True.
Hey, hold on. I have a little good news for you. Listen.
Okay. What is it?
44 minutes and 45 seconds left.
My heart leaps up.
I am so
My heart
sorry.
Swells.
Oh,
Best
boy.
Friend in the world. Hey, if you're just tuning You're just tuning in? Here's some good news.
44 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Wait, we've got to hook up some Bubbies and some Zetas.
Yes, we do.
Some grandpas and some grandmas. There's got to be some lonely. Look, we'll be so gentle, right, Evan? We'll be on our best behavior, right?
40.
I'm not worried about you. I'm more worried about me, actually.
I have a 92-year-old mother-in-law. But my
could she use some company? Phone call occasionally?
Yes, she could, definitely.
Does she live alone?
Yes. Well, she has.
Wait, we have a couple of calls.
4 minutes left.
Why don't we see if this works?
Okay.
201-209-9368. Evan is here.
Yes, I am.
Brad.
Evan is definitely here.
Brad in Haddon Township, you're on the air.
Hi. Minutes and long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, Brad.
Thanks, Brad. That means the world to us. And Brad, do you have a parent or grandparent that could use some company?
I do not, but on my way to my grandparents' house on the first night of Hanukkah, I passed you on the highway, Andy.
You passed me?
Yeah. I my wife was driving. We came up behind a van.
Wait. That's true. We were in a van. We were taking a family road trip. But what road were you on?
Is that what you call those trips in your van? Family road trip?
Route 80? That's what I call them. Route 80. That's exactly right. Where were you heading and which direction?
We're heading west towards Rockaway.
Wait, are you in a green Buick?
No.
Oh, because we passed a green Buick. Oh, okay. I have a pretty great memory for cars that we pass.
42 minutes and 40.
Where did you how did you know that was us?
Well, I saw a WFMU bumper sticker, and from everything you've said about people who listen to WFMU, I assumed it would be a lonely hippie.
Yeah.
42 minutes and 30 seconds.
I told my wife
left.
To speed up and I saw you.
And was I beating the kids? Was I screaming at the kids?
I think you had them hypnotized by the TV in the back.
That was us.
Yay!
That's how we get from A to B. Just like on the radio, our little trick is Tony getting from A to B. You always need a little trick. And where were you heading?
I was heading to my wife's cousin's house in Rockaway.
I think I remember you and your wife. She's hot.
She is.
Yeah, I remember it fondly.
Anyway, that's all. I'll talk to you great. Later.
Thank you, Brad.
That story had something for everyone. And by everyone, I mean me and my family.
Hey, I saw you.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. I saw you.
Andy, now a voice from your present. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hey, Molly. Get
this woman. 1 minute and
30 seconds. Molly, guess who I just talked to? A guy who passed us on Route 80. What a small, small, pathetic world.
I don't remember you.
Oh, you don't remember him?
No.
He's the guy with the hot wife.
I remember him.
And 15 seconds. Evan remembers.
I was supposed to give you guys a pity call.
Oh, thanks for the pity call, Molly.
You know, your pity call, Molly, and Tony counting down the time is going to get me through. That's what I need.
So I can have a suggestion. Left. Maybe get rid of the 65-year limit.
Oh, anybody that's lonely and needs a phone friend.
Yeah.
To cast a little wider net.
Yeah.
Well,
that's scary.
That is scary.
Yeah,
that would be.
Yeah, that's scary.
Well, you know what, Molly? If we don't get any real calls in the next 10 minutes, we're going to take your advice.
I don't think you will, but bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for that vote of confidence.
Bye, Molly.
Bye, Molly.
We believe in you. Cheat and lie. Goodbye.
And we just lost. We just lost a call.
Really?
You
mean while Molly was on?
Evan, you know who we lost? It was a friend of yours named Noli?
Nolan. Nolan was calling.
Yeah.
Maybe Nolan knows how to hit the redial button. 201-209-9368. So if you're friends of Evan's, I'm Evan's daddy, and I'm here with my protege, Ken.
You could talk to Evan's daddy.
And I do a radio show every week, and sometimes they're sad and nobody calls, and sometimes they're...
Who wouldn't want to talk to Evan's daddy?
Sometimes they're scary because people do call.
Evan, what
we
do you...
We can't win.
Evan, what do you call your daddy?
39 minutes.
Well, I call him what he calls me, a left. Mistake.
Where did that come from?
Where did that ka-ching? Evan gets off his zinger.
God.
Well played, Evan. And
hey, if you're just tuning in, we're doing our rendition of Frankenstein.
All right, Noli's on the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Nolan. It's Nolan.
Nolan.
Hey, Nolan.
Hello.
Is Nolan in your class?
No.
39.
And Nolan, are you in Evan's class?
Yeah, I'm in Evan's class.
We never met.
Nolan, I'm going to blow your mind now. You know who's in the studio with me? Evan's daddy.
Yeah, I know.
Say hello. Say hello to Evan's daddy.
Hey, Nolan. Nolan. Hi, Nolan. Nice to talk to you. Nolan, how would you describe Evan in the classroom if you had to describe him?
He's really funny.
That's my boy.
He sure is.
Nothing makes me prouder to hear that. I hope. I hope.
38 minutes and 45 seconds.
I hope
left.
He is. Because Lord knows I ain't anymore.
If I'm not, I don't get dinner.
No, that's not. You get your dinner, Evan. Nolan, thanks for calling. It's exciting to be on the radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not for me.
Seconds
left. It's not nerve-wracking because Tony's seeing me through. Tony is reassuring us. It's a terrible, terrible show. It's filled with sadness and heartbreak. But there's some good news here, too. And listen to it. Here it comes.
38 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Light at the end of the tunnel. What Tony is saying, in other words, is don't despair.
And remember, cheat and lie.
I don't know.
Thanks for calling, Nolan.
Bye, Nolan.
Bye, Nolan. So we need to hear about your...
Now let's minus the age limit. 35 and high. No, 45.
45 what?
45 and higher, maybe.
You mean to widen the net?
Yes.
Well, people who are 45, that's a little different situation. We were hoping to get shut-ins or recently widowed. I don't think it's an age problem. Do you, Ken?
No. Where did Tony go?
Tony?
What happened to Tony?
There he is.
Oh, my heart stopped.
Yeah, that was scary.
Tony was the heart of the show.
He is the heart of the show. He's the most dependable friend I have. Good old Tony. What is the problem? What do you think the problem is, Evan? I don't think it's age.
37 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Yeah, it's like...
They don't want to subject their grandparents?
Right, it's like...
What if you find them? It would be the best story to tell your kids of how you met.
That's true. If your grandma met someone that she ended up caring about, you would be...
It would be the best story of how you guys met.
Yeah, exactly. What's the Yiddish word for matchmaker?
Yenta.
You would be a yenta. We would all be a yenta, a radio yenta. That's what this show is, right?
Yeah.
We're radio yentas. What could go wrong?
We just wasted 1 hour of our lives.
Yeah, we just wasted 1 hour of our lives.
Yay.
Well, a lot could go wrong. I think that's what people are probably concerned about.
Like what? What are the concerns? Maybe we can allay their concerns.
36 minutes and 30 seconds.
Well, everybody's heard stories about Andy Breckman's van.
But we won't let your grandmother near the van.
Okay. Well, that reassures me.
Yes.
I mean, only do calls. And
36 minutes.
I mean, when we decided on doing the show last night, I immediately asked my wife whether we could, you know, call her mom.
And what did Hank say?
92 years old. She's like, no. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Are people afraid that I will offend their grandparents?
Yeah.
Or scare them?
Yeah.
I can't scare them any more than Tony counting down the minutes.
Make them cry. Remember the famous time you made Aunt Tess cry?
Yeah.
People forget that Andy Breckman made Aunt Tess cry tears of happiness.
And 40.
I don't recall the show.
Tears
it's all
of
a
happiness.
Blur.
But the headlines were all Andy makes old lady cry. Completely taken out of context.
I really will be on my best behavior, but I guess no one believes that until we get one call.
35 minutes.
We need one person to call. Maybe Nick will tell us. Evan, give the phone number again.
Okay. 201-209-9368.
Might we have a call?
Hey, guys.
30.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, honey.
Seconds left.
Great show.
Great show. Hey, honey, don't you wish we had a countdown timer for our marriage like this?
I wouldn't go there. Hey, I had a nice little piece of trivia about no
35 minutes left.
Oh.
Played
Who Tooted. Oh, my wife is finding a sweet way to plug my board game Who Tooted.
Yes,
buy it now.
Who
now. Buy it now.
Thirty-four minutes.
Hey, listen. Speaking of plugs, it's sweet that you mentioned that because I have a plug. Believe it or not, My friend and partner, Johnny Celentano, his band, CBK, guess where they're playing on Friday night, Ken? Citizen Blast Kane. Guess where they're
34.
They have a record release left. Show.
Oh, at the Great Knots Inn?
No, at the coolest venue in Jersey City.
Ashbury Park?
No, good guess though, honey.
Monty Hall?
They're right here in Monty Hall, along with Wax Darts.
They're playing Friday night?
Yeah, it's a double record release show. They call themselves Citizen Blast Kane, CBK.
Oh, wow.
He's very talented. It's Friday. This Friday, the show's at 8 p.m.
Andy's the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Nicest and most talented. He's tickets
and you know,
are 10 bucks.
It's a benefit for WFMU.
Andy, more time than Ken or I do.
That's right. He spends all day with
smiling.
Me. Yes, and you know what gets him through? We have a countdown clock every day. It gets him through to 5 o'clock.
I wonder how many countdown
33
clocks
minutes and 45
in the
seconds left.
Yeah, people probably love the idea.
Wait.
Anyway, come to the show. Are you going to be there, Ken?
Yes.
I won't be there, but will you tell me all about it?
I will.
You know, another appeal.
33 minutes.
Another reason to go is I won't be there. There's no chance of bumping into me at the show.
That's true, and there's not even a cardboard cutout of you in the bathroom
anymore.
That's
right. That's been defaced and destroyed.
Right.
So it's Monty Hall at 8 p.m. I should also mention, it's CBK's last show. At least they're going through some personnel changes.
So wait a second. It's a record release party and their last show.
Well, I think they're bringing in a new drummer. It's a fluid situation. So this is the last show with the original lineup.
33 minutes.
Got it.
Left.
Something to see? Something to do?
I have to say, it's disquieting to hear that countdown clock.
Yes.
Disquieting? That's a good vocabulary word for Evan.
Thanks, honey. All right, good luck.
32.
Okay, love you, honey.
Bye,
see you soon. Bye, Beth.
5 seconds left.
Okay, do we have someone with a bubby?
No.
Dear God. Hey, maybe we should do Evan's idea. Should I repeat what Evan asked me on the elevator coming in here?
Yes.
Very provocative question, and it might be good enough. It might be good enough if to switch topics midway through the show.
Please.
And we could do Evan's topic.
Okay,
Evan, do you remember what you asked me in the elevator?
What's like a weird collection?
No, you had a very interesting question, one that really made me think. In the elevator, you were looking at the Lolita poster. The big poster of Lolita, that's the poster you saw downstairs.
Oh.
Flat or?
Yes.
Thick?
Yes, in that Lolita poster in the lobby, Lolita, Sue Lyons, I think, is the actress, has a lollipop in her mouth.
I believe it's a heart-shaped lollipop.
Heart-shaped lollipop. Yeah. But Evan asked a very provocative question, and I'd be curious about your answer, Ken.
Round.
Do you prefer round lollipops or flat lollipops?
Round.
That's our new topic. 201-209-9368. Nick, don't even bother screening. We're going straight. We're just answering the phones. Round or flat lollipops?
Round.
Thank you, Evan. You think round? Okay, we're going to keep score. I'm going to say flat. Oh, it's okay. That's all I want to talk about. 201-209-9368. Nick, we love you. Thank you for your service. We're sending you home.
Natty, you're on the air.
Natty, round or flat?
15 seconds left.
I don't know.
Well, Natty, what can I do for you?
Hi, Natty.
Hello.
Are you calling with a grandmother?
No.
Wait, is Natty from your class, Evan?
Hey, Natty, are you Natty Armando or?
I'm Natty Armando,
Oh, another friend of Evan's. Natty, here's the question. Here's the topic of the show that your friend Evan thought of. We're taking a poll. Do you like round lollipops
and 45
or flat lollipops?
Evan,
you know this girl. What do you think she'd like? Are you surprised, Evan, that she said round?
I like flat.
Oh, well, it sounds like you two don't have much in common. This is the kind of provocative stuff we were hoping to get into.
Evan, you can't hide a Tootsie Roll inside a flat lollipop.
But the flat one always has the most flavor.
It is true. You get more flavor because it's more surface area. Ken, it's like you've never thought this through.
No, that's not true.
I wish you could hear yourself. Flat is the way to go, baby. Maddie, I love you, and I'm glad. Maddie, how would you describe Evan in the classroom?
He's really funny.
Yay!
Yeah,
that's a yay. I think Beth and I have mixed feelings when we hear that. But he also does his homework, and he participates, right?
Not so much.
No.
And Evan, how would you describe Maddie? She's a very good student, I bet. You've often said you like her a lot.
29.
No, it's not in that way. Not like lover, but you said you have a nice class.
I never even mentioned her.
You said you have a nice class. All the kids are nice. You've said that.
I did?
Yes.
Including Maddie.
Including Maddie.
I've heard him say that.
Maddie, thanks for calling.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, Maddie.
Okay, we have two votes for flat and one vote for round.
Round is clearly better. You can hide Tootsie Rolls inside.
It's true that some of them have bubble gums.
You can hide
bubble
gum centers. Gum inside.
That's true, but and I believe there's more variety with flat lollipops. And also, here's what else Ken hasn't even thought of. Hey, Evan, give the phone number again and tell people what we're doing.
Okay. 29 minutes left. Round or flat lollipops, which is the dumbest thing we ever did.
No, it's not the dumbest thing we ever did. Isn't that sad?
Okay.
Evan, you got to point your mouth right at the end of the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, the mic fell off.
Oh.
209-9368.
The question on the table, flat or round lollipops. Here's what Ken has in factored into his answer. Flat lollipops, round lollipops, you're limited in size.
Yes.
You can only have it like an inch and a half at most in diameter. Am I right?
Yes.
But a flat lollipop can, as any Shirley Temple fan can tell you, a flat lollipop can be humongous. It can be comedy prop size.
Wait, are there people calling in?
20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Okay, round or flat?
Round or flat?
Hi, this is Anita.
Hey, oh, Anita. Okay, Anita. Hey. An old and dear friend of Evan's. Thanks for calling. And Anutra, you know the topic on the table. You've got to cast your vote.
I like round lollipops better.
Round lollipops.
Yes.
Anutra, you have a lot to learn about lollipops, but we love you.
Well chosen.
Okay, we're going to say goodbye. We have a full phone bank. Evan, give the phone number again.
Okay, it's 201-209-9368.
Evan, here we go. Evan, if flat wins, I'm going to give you a raise in allowance. If round wins, I'm going to give Molly a raise in allowance to make it a little interesting.
Well, okay.
How much allowance do they each get now?
They get their grade in dollars. Evan's in fourth grade. He gets $4 a year.
Okay.
A year?
Well, yeah, a year.
A year?
Okay,
a week.
A week. Oh, yeah, okay. A week.
$4 a week?
We started at $4 a year, but he negotiated.
27 minutes.
he brought in a lot.
Wow, he did a good job.
He sure did.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I vote for spherical.
Yes, round.
Wait, does spherical count as round?
Yes, it counts as round.
Have you ever heard of something called
27?
Oh, I have seen spherical, yes. Popsicles, many popsicles are spherical, yes. Okay, so it's 3-2, round to flat, and we're just getting started. This is really heating up here.
All right, thanks for your call.
We're at 201-209-9368.
Your spherical is round. That's a cylinder.
Okay, I'm just doodling.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 3-2. Our phone banks have lit up. The topic, Evan, give the topic again right into the mic.
It is if you like flat lollipops or round lollipops. 201-209-9368.
If you had your druthers, another good vocabulary word, if you had your choice, you're in a candy shop, you have enough money for one lollipop. There's a wide selection.
6 minutes and
flat and round.
Left.
Which counter do you gravitate toward?
You're on the air, round or flat?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, hello. You're on the air, round or flat?
Hey. I say round.
Round. Oh, yes. No! Round is correct.
It looks like Molly's going to get a raise in allowance.
How
round is correct.
How much of a raise?
Molly will get 50 cents more a week.
What?
Hi, you're on the air.
It's too much.
Exactly. Now the countdown clock's very exciting, isn't it, Evan?
Hi, you're on the
Now
air.
We've got a little suspense.
Can we see Jax?
Hang on, Evan. Trying to take a call.
Okay, here we go. Round or flat?
You're on the air. Round or flat?
5 minutes and 30 seconds left.
5 minutes?
Round.
Round, like yes.
Round. Molly is ahead, Evan. 5-2.
Round?
You better start making the case for flat, Evan.
Flat, I will personally give them
5 minutes and 50 cents. Seconds left.
No, you can't. How can you do that?
You won't have enough time.
You will
thank them. You can say you will thank them on the air.
I will tell them the meaning of life.
Okay, Evan is willing to share the meaning of life with you if you will agree to say flat. It's flat around. Evan will get a raise in allowance if flat can pull this out. And Evan, there's only a little time left. Do you want to know how much time is left? In this exciting showdown?
Tony, how much time is left, please?
24 minutes and 45 seconds.
Molly has a huge lead. The round lollipops are winning 5-2, which means Evan's sister, his arch nemesis, Molly, will be getting a raise in allowance.
Hi, you're on the air. Flat or round?
24 minutes. And hi, 30
I'm calling
seconds
in to cast
left.
My vote, but I just can't decide.
Well, let me remind you that
meaning of life, people.
No, Evan, you should,
meaning of life.
Evan, you should emphasize the size
I'm
of the round.
I'm kind of leaning towards flat. I got
there. It is the variety okay. is there. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can't hide
wait,
anything.
I didn't tell them the meaning of life.
All right. What's
go
the,
ahead.
What's
tell
the meaning,
tell
of life?
Meaning of life.
It's
flat lollipops.
Flat lollipop says it all. That's right.
20.
God will tell you.
Life is a flat lollipop, Ken.
Hi, you're on the air, round or flat?
All right, I'm going to say flat because I just got a binge minutes ago with round dum-dum pops and the roof of my mouth is raw.
Yeah, that's right. They're very powerful. They're too strong, the round pops.
Yeah.
That's a vote for flat. Evan, the score is 5-4. You're catching up. You're still
okay,
behind.
Okay.
I just want to point out that flat lollipops can also damage the inside of your mouth. Sometimes the edges of them get so sharp that they're like razor blades.
Okay, flat lollipops was made by God. Round lollipops was made by the devil.
Evan, with this audience, that's not actually it's not actually a negative.
Hail Satan, vote for round lollipops.
Evan, you better give the phone number away.
Okay.
Again,
201-209-9368.
201-209-9368. If you've ever had a preference between flat and round.
3 minutes left.
I think I'm with you. I think I like the flat lollipop.
Because you can get so much more flavor.
Yeah, it's a larger surface
also,
area.
Also, you can put more flavor
wait,
into it.
Wait, is it a larger surface area? I'm not a mathematician.
Who cares about the surface area? It's the amount of candy in the lollipop itself.
Wait, but in a giant... But in a giant, giant, oversized comedy prop size.
Well, that's
lollipop,
a novelty lollipop.
A novelty lollipop. You can just lick and lick and lick.
You can have novelty Tootsie Pops also.
No, you cannot. You can't fit that in your mouth. You wouldn't know what to do with
it. Well, you can't
There's
fit.
No such animal
you
as a novelty round pop.
You can't fit a large flat
also,
lollipop
you
in your mouth either.
No, but you can lick the surface of it.
Well, so you can do the same
way
thing
you
with
lick, the way you lick the surface of the sidewalk in front of your house.
Wait, Connor?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. It's 5-4. If Evan can pull this out, if Flat can pull this out, Evan will get a 50 cents per week raise in allowance.
Come
or
on.
Will it be his arch nemesis?
Will it be lowered by 50 cents?
No, I will not do that.
There's nothing quite like that moment when you're sucking down a Tootsie Pop and then you finally start to get to the first little bit of Tootsie Roll flavor breaking through the candy.
In
oh,
the
it's
middle.
A magical moment.
I know,
and
but
then it's soft, then as the candy melts away, left. You realize that you have a warm Tootsie Roll in your mouth.
Or when you already have that flavor in a flat lollipop where you get all the flavors at once.
Ken, I've never heard you speak so passionately about anything. I've heard you talk about your dead father weeks after he died. You talked about your dead father, but without that much passion.
I love Tootsie Pops. I really do.
I don't doubt it.
It was okay. I think it's okay.
No one's saying they're bad, Ken. We're just saying flat is better.
Like, it's always boring.
That's saying
every,
it's bad.
Like, house has it on Halloween. Okay. Okay.
Evan, give the number away.
209-9368.
Okay, let's go to the phone.
Hi, you're on the radio. Flat or round?
Oh, they were shy. Isn't that cute?
I take that as round.
How are you being shy about this?
That sounded like they
know.
Were saying
Evan,
round.
Not everybody has your chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
Hi, you're on the air. Flat or round?
Oh, definitely flat.
There you go. And it went tied up. Evan, you've tied it up.
Okay.
Round is five.
Person,
flat is
I
five.
Personally, who, give them
Evan,
a
you can't,
virtual
you can't,
hug.
You, okay, a virtual hug.
Virtual hug.
We can
okay.
live with that. And Evan, guess what?
What?
There's how much time is left? Let's see. Let's ask Tony.
20 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Very exciting. Okay. And it's there. The race, it couldn't be closer. It's 5-5. It's a real horse race, and if flat wins, Evan will get a 50-cent raise.
That's $2, two extra dollars a month. That is $18 a month.
No, well, it's two extra dollars a month.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And there are 12 months in a year, so that's how many dollars per year?
I know. It's, 12? Oh,
right.
Math. No, I'm out of school.
Hi.
You're not
hi.
Out of school.
You're on the radio. Flat or round?
Definitely flat.
Yes. Oh, and Evan, you take the lead.
Woo!
You're on the radio, round
okay,
or flat?
Okay, now if anybody votes round.
Hey, I love the show. First off, round. Second off, I'd just like to say that Spherical Lollipops
do have more surface area. So I'm not sure if that was a...
Yes, exactly. That's a vote for round.
No, they can't have more surface area than a big novelty flat lollipop.
Well, assuming they have the same radius.
Yeah, the same radius.
But who can assume that? Let me tell you something about the Good Chip lollipop.
Go ahead.
On the Good Chip lollipop, all the lollipops are flat. Look at any still from that movie. From Shirley Temple Dance. Oh, I know I'm right about that.
You know,
well, this guy voted for round.
I know, we got his vote. It's still 6-6.
That are rainbow and they're like...
Hi, you're on the radio. Round or flat?
Flat, definitely.
Yes!
Is there a reason why?
Because you do have more surface area, and you think about it when I was a kid, you could get it at the bank, and I have fond memories of the great.
That's right,
the
they give it away at the bank.
Will you, Matt?
There you go.
Okay, thank you very much. Flat has taken the lead.
Okay.
With 18 minutes and 45 seconds left. Yeah, Good Chip Lollipop.
Yeah, and here's still from the Good Chip Lollipop.
Okay, here's still from the Good Chip Lollipop.
And what's she holding? She's holding a round
That's
lollipop.
That's not the original Good Chip Lollipop.
Wait, what? I can't see.
We're looking at Shirley Temple.
I can't see.
We'll show you later, Evan. I don't think you're old enough to see Shirley Temple pictures.
Who's that?
Shirley Temple is a star. Evan, how much is 12
times
2? 12 times 2. What do you need? Pencil paper? 24 is right. That's what you're playing for.
Minutes and 15
24 bucks a year.
Left.
That's real money, isn't it?
Year.
Yeah, 50 cents a week.
No, it's about Dad.
Yeah?
$24 a year, but I'm getting, technically, $18 a month.
If I get on the mic, Evan.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
I'm getting technically $18 a month. If I get $4 a week, I get $18 a month.
Wait, $4 a week, and there are 4 weeks in a year. Go ahead.
No.
17
okay.
minutes and 45 seconds.
There are 4 weeks in a month.
Yes.
Okay, so four times four.
$18 a month.
Okay, four times four.
I know, that's 16. Right. But also with the plus 50 cents.
Hi, you're on the radio.
I see, you're adding the 50 cents.
Round or flat?
17 minutes.
Oh, I see, with your 50 cents. Yes, you're up to 18.
You're on the radio, round or flat?
Duarte Plum in Miami Beach. Duarte Plum in Destiny. Duarte
Plum. Is that a sales call?
Well, you know what that is, Evan?
Evan,
that's an argument for having call screener. 201-209-9368. And we're asking the age-old question.
Is it tied? Are we tied?
Flat is ahead by one. It is 6-7.
Hey, come on, guys. 17 $18 a month. That's like $500 a year in Evan math.
Yeah, in Evan math.
201-209-9368 to call up and
Evan,
put in your vote for round lollipops, the kind that have Tootsie Rolls embedded inside of them.
Evan, when you take your SATs, every answer you give, you should add the words in Evan math.
Gum can be inside of them.
Now, do you ever chew the gum that you find inside of them?
I only chew Tootsie Pops.
I give it to the dog.
You give it to the dog.
Hi, ready to put in your vote for round lollipops?
I'm ready.
Go ahead. Round.
I have to say round because lollipops are round and you chew up the
exactly
the round lollipop.
$18 a month.
Exactly. Thank you for your vote, sir.
Finally, the score is tied. 201-209-9368.
Finally, some wisdom coming in via the phone line.
No!
Hi, you're on the radio. Put in your vote for round lollipops. Go ahead.
Flat. I'm going for flat.
There it is. That's how you do it. Do you want to say what? Oh, wait, you hang up on flat?
Yeah, I hang up on flat.
You can't stand to hear opposing viewpoints.
They're racist. They're horrible knuckle-dragging.
They're racist, but that doesn't factor into this particular conversation. There's no questioning that they're racist.
We are two rich white men with one enemy, and this is 201-209-9368.
Is it a tie ball game here?
It is. Flat is winning. 8-7.
Good Lord. Hi.
15 minutes.
Round lollipop hotline.
Duarte Plum in Miami Beach.
Is that the third sales?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Maybe we should invite Nick to rejoin our team.
Hi.
Hi. Are you a friend of Evan's?
15 minutes and 15 seconds left.
I think I like round lollipops.
Yes.
You can fit them in your mouth.
Right. Exactly. You can fit them in your mouth.
But then you get to savor it more.
Unlike those oversized novelty lollipops.
Oh, the ones that last forever? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Nobody likes the ones that last forever.
Yeah, nothing's better than nothing's better than a four-month-old.
Evan, we like the ones that last forever.
Oh, yeah, those four-month-old novelty lollipops. Yeah. Those are a delicacy.
At least they're there. At least they're still there. They're trying. They're hanging in there.
The Eskimos bury their novelty lollipops under the ice. Then they come back a year later and dig them up and eat them.
14 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
So I'll go with the flask. You don't need any. I mean, when you're having a lollipop, you just want the lollipop. You don't want to have
I don't know how you can live with yourself. You're ruining this country.
A lollipop,
Well put.
Kind of thing. Yeah. That's not a lollipop. Left. That's another kind of candy. A lollipop is just the round.
Exactly. A traditionalist. Finally. An originalist.
I like the ones with rainbow.
In rainbow flavor. That's right. You know who I miss very much?
Our call screener, Nick the Bard.
Left. Nick, can we ask him to join us again?
No, too late.
He's gone?
No, we're on a roll here.
You'll take those calls?
Yeah, I'll take those calls.
You'll pay that price?
Yeah. Okay. What is he quoting us as plumbing?
13 minutes and 30
seconds. It has something to do with plumbing.
Okay. Here's all I know. There's 13 minutes left.
Do you want me to have
201-209-9368.
These 50 cents?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Round. Definitely round.
No question, round.
You want to tell us why?
The complexity.
Yeah.
The complexity.
That's right.
My advice to you, sir, is get out of the house a little more. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your wisdom, sir.
The complexity of a round lollipop.
Well, because they're not just round. They also have that band.
Who would
I want a quote. I want a quote. Stop talking. Tell me how much for a butterfly valve. Oh, now he hangs up on me. Jesus Christ. What's the score?
12 minutes and 45 seconds
As Tony would tell you, there's 12 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Flat, which is Evan's team. Mm-hmm. Evan has 50 cents a week on the line. Is 9. Uh-huh. Molly, with 50 cents a week, also on the line. 12 Evan's arch nemesis, his sister.
30 seconds left.
Round lollipops also have 9.
9 to 9.
It couldn't be closer.
We need that plumber guy to break the tie.
Let's end it.
No, Evan, it's not fair. Evan's saying if Flat gets another vote, stop counting. 12 stop the show.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
We can't, because his head would explode.
Molly already gets $2 a week than I do.
Well, she's 2 years older. She's two grades older.
It's
well, that's a good argument. Left. That's a very good argument, Evan. Make that argument.
Hi, you're
listeners.
On the radio.
Hi, round.
Yes, round.
Evan, make the argument that Molly is older and
already
gets more.
Molly gets $2, and also she was raised by the
wolf.
Devil and
we adopted her. So Miami Beach Race, walk to plumbing destination right there.
Yeah, how much for a butterfly valve? Plumber. Hey, Mr. Plumber guy, how much?
Nothing sadder. Nothing sadder than trying to engage a prank caller.
Now, what if it's a tie?
If it's a
tie. Hey, what happened to Tony? How come Tony's gone?
Where's Tony?
Tony, no.
Team. Left.
Hey. Wait.
There he is.
What happened to
him?
I had
to plug Tony in over here.
Why?
Because in real life needs the other plug.
Oh, I see.
Let's see here. Come on, Tony.
11 minutes left.
Okay, there he's on.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
All right, so round.
Round now has taken the lead.
Round lollipops. Am I right? You're on the air.
Round, Ken.
Round.
No.
There we go.
10 minutes
go.
And
Evan, it doesn't look good.
Thank you, sir.
Evan, your sister is about to get a bump in her allowance.
No, please, I need this.
Something she didn't ask for? Something she didn't expect?
Round lollipop hotline.
Evan,
you're on the air.
She didn't come all the way to Jersey City today, did she?
10 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Well, she got to hang out with Miles. That's so she got a treat. You came in and to help your dad, and you're being punished by our listeners.
Come on, guys. Yeah. Do me a favor. Do me a
10
good
minutes and
favor.
15 seconds left.
I need this 50 seconds.
This is how you sound, by the way, Ken, every marathon.
Really?
The way, yeah. Come on, guys. Do me a favor. I need a favor. It's the spirit of Marathon Ken.
I say
coming through little 10-year-old Evan.
I say do me a solid.
Yeah, do me a solid, guys. Come on.
Miami Beach Minute. The Walk to Destiny.
Miami
Beach. Okay, okay, wait a minute.
It's the only radio show I get.
Hey,
9 minutes and 45 seconds left.
Hey, I like flat lollipops.
Wow, that sounds just
that's
like
pretty
Dead
good.
Elvis.
Hey, can I get Flat an extra point for his Elvis impression?
No, no.
Oh, sorry, Evan, you didn't win. Evan, your sister, sister is going to get a bump in her allowance, and you're going to be responsible.
The program's almost over.
Evan,
I'm on my knees.
Coming up next, it's Emily and Kim and In Real Life.
9 minutes and 15 seconds.
I'm on
left.
My knees.
Doing their first
Evan,
show.
Evan, why do you think you deserve a bump in your allowance?
And what's the score?
I've been a really good kid.
11
he has been a really good
11
kid.
11 to 9? Is that the score?
It is 11 to 9.
Jewish Santa said so.
Nine Jewish Santa said so. Left.
And
okay, we're at 201, 209, 9368.
And also, my sister already gets plus $2 on her allowance. And also,
you better give the number out.
And we want to thank Amy Vogel, of course.
209, 9368. And also,
Veronica.
We want to thank Veronica.
Evan, you better give the number out.
Nick the Bard. Also, I will not blackmail you.
Evan, you better give the number.
201, 209, 9368.
Oh, is that the number?
Yes, 201-209-9368.
I thought it was a different number.
Hey, guess what Evan's doing on Saturday? Something that your daughter did years ago.
Oh, comedy at the Gotham Comedy Club?
Yes. Wait, do we have a caller?
No caller.
Now there's
Evan.
Three callers.
So, Evan, you're
there's
doing
three
your...
Three callers. Uncle Ken. Uncle Ken is sabotaging.
I'm not sabotaging. Hi, you're on the radio.
You got the destination, ultimate destination, down there with the Miami Basement. You watch your phone in Miami Basement.
Miami Basement. How come he hangs up before he
gets his... Because he gets his plug. You're letting this guy plug his business 30 times, Ken.
Why not? Well. He's got the best baseboard heating in the state.
I think he votes for Flat.
Miami baseboard heating.
He so, well, welcome Flat. To FMU. It's commercial free, except for...
Miami baseboard heating.
And 45 seconds.
Hi, you're on the radio.
The only exception we'll make.
I don't really like the...
You like the round ones?
The T-tops that much.
He doesn't like the Tootsie Pops. So you're going for flat. Is that
you
right,
like
sir?
The round.
And 30
seconds. He's saying flat.
He's saying the round gum-filled.
No, say the word flat, sir.
Say round.
Flat.
Flat. There it is.
I heard round.
No, he's
I need
no.
One more.
It's 11 to 10.
One more.
Miami Baseboard Heating, you're on the air.
7 minutes and 15 seconds left.
Round or flat?
Round.
Yes.
No.
Molly's doing a little dance around the kitchen.
Just moments away from in real life.
How many moments?
7 minutes left.
7 minutes even.
7 minutes left.
Come on, please.
Hi, you're on the radio, round or flat?
Do me a solid.
Miami Baseboard Heating. What do you
they
got?
They are the best.
What's on sale this month?
I believe they're running. I believe they're running a winter special.
5 seconds.
If you if you mention
do
W.
Do me a solid. Come on.
If you mention 7 second delay. Hold on, Evan.
You're on the radio, round or flat? Yes!
Round.
Everybody loves round.
To my knees.
Oh, you
6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Nothing
left.
Like that okay. Moment when you hit.
We've heard about the moment, Ken. We've seen you get all teary eyed.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Where were those tears when your father was being buried?
What?
I didn't have a Tootsie Pop.
And 15
do
seconds
left.
Flat. There's a flat.
There's a flat.
Okay.
I'll give you the flat.
It's 13 to 11.
Two more. Come on.
Where's,
do me a solid.
Where's Miami Baseboard Heating when I need him? Hi, you're on the radio.
6 minutes
I gotta go
left.
Flat. Yes! Flat. One more, guys!
But
Evan, calm down.
Evan, you're just on the final turn. You have a whole lap to go.
No, what's the score?
The score is
12,
round lollipops, mm-hmm. 13.
5 minutes.
Flat lollipops, 12.
But if it's a tie, I get it.
No one said that. No, Evan.
But if it's a tie, 25 seconds.
Hi, you're on the radio. Round or flat?
Round.
Yes.
No!
Yes.
5 minutes
I think Molly, maybe she'll share the money with you.
No!
Miami Baseboard Heating?
We got one vote for round. One vote for round.
All right. A vote for round.
No!
5 minutes.
Molly, Evan, you've got a lot to catch up. Evan, give the phone number.
201-209-9368.
It really is. You're in marathon mode,
me,
Evan.
You would vote flat.
You're on the radio, round or flat.
If you loved me, you would call. Definitely
he
round.
Said, he said
five
round.
Minutes left.
It is it is 16 to 12.
You're on the radio, round or flat?
Oh, flat out? Gotta be round.
Gotta be round. It's gotta be round.
Evan, she's pulling away. It's round versus flat lollipops. 201, 209, 9368.
45 seconds left.
All both flat.
There's still time to pull this out.
You're on the radio, round or flat?
I need you guys to decide on this one. What about the ones that are really big, but they're kind of round,
Four minutes and 30.
Those are novelty. They're flat. We're taking it. Thank you for your call. That's a novelty flat lollipop. 201, 209, 9368.
Four minutes and 15 seconds.
This guy, like, he's trying to plug his business, and he can't say a single word that's understandable. I kind of thought he was saying Miami baseboard heating.
You're giving him every opportunity. I've never seen you open the airwaves like this to a private business.
I'm a fan of forced hot water baseboard heating. It's the best kind of heating there is.
Evan, you're not on the mic.
I think he says, I love flat lollipops.
Oh, how much time do we have left?
Is it too late to change to rounds?
It is. Evan, you have 3 minutes.
Kim and Emily, you should come in and get set up.
Here we go.
We're going right to the end.
Come on, Ken, let's see how many we can take. Here we go.
That sounds like a dial tone. That's no good.
That's not good.
Flat lollipops are better.
Round or flat?
3 minutes and 30 seconds.
3 minutes and 30 seconds. You're on the radio. Round or flat?
Flat, gotta be flat.
There it is. Wait, you're catching up.
Flat,
that's a flat. Here we go.
Come on, Miami baseboard heating. You're on the radio, round
two
or flat?
For flat?
Yes, 3 minutes flat,
and 15 seconds.
I like flat. Wait, are you flat or round?
No.
Oh, round. There's a vote for round. Evan, times two. Sorry,
two
Evan.
Two votes for round.
They came in.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How can you look him in the eyes and vote round?
You're on the radio, round or flat?
Round.
Yes.
Oh, Evan, it doesn't look good. Evan, you need to run the scoreboard. You need to run the table.
Okay.
Right now.
201-209-9368. If you want me to hold get on,
hold
on. 50
minutes and 40.
Wait, I'm sorry. We couldn't hear you.
Left.
There are three of us at the dinner table here. We're all voting for round.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Round are the best.
It doesn't. Sorry, buddy. I love
moment,
you, Evan.
That moment when your father is dying.
We've heard about the moment your father's dying, and at that same moment, the Tootsie Roll Center explodes in your mouth. You have such mixed feelings.
Yeah.
You lost the patriarch of your family. You lost your old man.
But
you have the Tootsie Roll.
And 15 seconds.
Evan,
left.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
Oh, we have a whole nother minute. You're on the radio, round or flat?
Oh, it's got to be round.
Gotta be
round.
Gotta be round.
Evan, you picked the wrong horse.
You're on the radio, round or flat?
2 minutes left.
Flat.
Oh, there it is. Evan, maybe somebody will call with 30 people in their room.
You're on the radio, round or flat?
Say this 30 people in this flat.
Sorry, Evan, but it's gotta be round.
Gotta be round. Sorry, buddy. I'm so sorry, son.
You're on the air, round or flat?
1 minute and 45 seconds left.
He wants to know the meaning of life. The meaning of life is all found on a flat lollipop, right, Evan?
Yes.
A rainbow-colored flat lollipop. That's all you need to know of life.
You're on the radio, round or flat?
1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Two flats and one round.
One round.
You made up a little ground, Evan.
You're on the radio, round or flat?
Flat for sure.
Come on.
There it is. Well, flat is at 20.
One
round is at 26.
15 seconds left.
Wait. Tony will tell us how much is left. When Tony rings the buzzer, we're done, Evan. Let's take another call.
Are
come on.
You're all set up?
Here we go.
1 minute
left. You can still pull it out, Evan. Go.
You're on the radio.
I'm here with five friends, and
they all say
flat.
Five friends.
I want to hear all five friends.
Yeah, we want to hear your voices.
One person.
I want to hear all five people.
45 seconds left.
One person. Come on.
I want to hear all five people.
Come on, person.
Oh, I do hear multiple people.
Come on, one person.
Okay, maybe they're friends of yours. So now Molly's winning by one, Evan.
Come on,
by one.
One person.
30 seconds left.
30 seconds left, Evan.
One person.
By the way, I have to do a legal ID. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU.
He doesn't have to do this crap.
Online at WFMU.org.
He's sabotaging you.
In Ruffin.
I've never heard him say anything like that before. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
You're on the air. Last call.
Hello. I was called to say flat lollipop.
Yes, I win.
Flat lollipop. No, you don't win. It's tied, Evan. It's tied.
No. Fine. It's 25 cents each.
No, there's no. No. There it is.
Mom. In the late 90s. Been around for a while. And I started in the East Village scene, which was sort of a bubbling new era of drag where drag was being reinvented. And by the.
We're back. It's 2017.
Hi, guys. Oh, it's so good to be back. Back in the city. Back in the studio. Back in real life. You like what I did there?
I like that. That was sweet. You did that right. So how was North Carolina? Is that where you're from?
North Carolina. Yeah, the Superior Carolina.
I know. I lived in the other one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry. It's okay. We're catching up with you, really, very quickly.
I'm back here, if that's...
So am I.
So that cookie competition.
It was good. I ate my weight in gingerbread, although not at the gingerbread cookie competition, because it turns out they won't actually let you eat the houses, which was really disappointing. That's kind of like... the whole reason why I was excited to go.
Yeah.
Because I remember being able to do that. And then I realized you're only allowed to do that in the kids' competition. It's just like in the kids section that you're allowed to eat your houses.
I'm over this already.
Yeah.
I'm enough with gingerbread. Gunter was pretty cool.
He was pretty cool.
I can't believe 3 years that he doesn't talk? He doesn't talk until he learns how to make a proper gingerbread.
Yeah, they don't. Where he's from, his family, they don't learn how to speak until they learn how to make a gingerbread house.
I don't even like gingerbread.
Are you serious?
Out of all the cookies?
Oh, it's such a good one. I don't like it when it's too crunchy.
Okay.
But
cookies, cake, ice cream, cannolis, pie.
Yeah.
Rate them from 1 to 5.
1 being the best.
Yes.
And 5 being the worst.
Yes.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Is 1. Pie, cookies, cake, cannolis. I think. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time thinking about any of them because I have had everything except for the cannolis. Cannolis can be like replaced by.
They're just like, yeah, I don't know. It's just like a stale, like, it's like a stale, slightly sweet, but like mostly flavorless, like taco shell with like, right? With like, maybe I just don't get them because I'm like.
What's inside it? Marzipan?
Maybe. It's white and like goopy, but it like frosting. I always just thought it was frosting, but maybe it's not. Cream cheese.
Ice cream will always be on the number one list.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Yeah. Ice cream. But lifers, if for some reason you were busy with something else over the holidays, I'm not sure like what would have, but I understand. Bygones. If you were busy last Wednesday and you didn't get a chance to catch our coverage of the famous gingerbread cookie competition in North Carolina, I strongly suggest you go check out that archive because it was awesome.
And I still have a yam hangover.
A yam hangover. Yeah, weird, right?
I kept telling you about the recurring dreams I have about yams.
About yams, yeah. I wonder where that comes from.
I don't know.
All will be revealed.
Hmm.
Maybe.
Well, we've got a jam-packed episode. Jam-packed. I think we have more interviews than time.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think we have approximately 20 minutes of more interviews.
Becky can kind of do some like mashups of the topic and some.
That's a great
some
idea.
Honky tonk music.
She can just play honky tonk over our interviews, which I think would be a really interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, we are freeform after all.
We are. So tonight's episode.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk?
Tonight's episode, we're talking to some beautiful drag queens and some historians.
Some drag historians as well. The first of which, if we just want to go ahead and jump right into this, I guess, is a true Renaissance man, Julian Fleischer, who you know if you listen to radio in the New York metropolitan area at all. The Naked American Songbook.
Songbook.
Which I actually have his little like podcast teaser right here.
You do?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
If you want to hear from him.
Yeah.
I recommend that they subscribe to my podcast, The Naked American Songbook from WNYC. I'm very proud of it, and it's a fun look at music and why it matters so much to us.
I was glad that I didn't know that he was as impressive as he was, because afterwards I listened to an episode where he talked about my favorite show of all times, Jesus Christ Superstar, and he talked to Neil deGrasse Tyson about Jesus Christ Superstar in like the intelligence and passion.
I'm glad I hadn't listened to Julian's podcast before we talked to him too, or I wouldn't have been able to talk to him. I wouldn't have been as like cool as we were, because check out his podcast, it's really cool. But Julian wrote this really fascinating book, which is a field guide.